Yeah, man, let's get it going. We're back with another episode. Let me stop. But yeah. Another long break, I know. I'm just as disappointed in myself as anybody else could be. But this episode is gonna be about what it means to be a grinder. And I'm not gonna say what does it mean to be a grinder, because I'm pretty sure we all know, you know, what it means to some degree, or what a grinder is. You know, if you play sports, your team captain is a grinder. If you're an academic, your valedictorian is a grinder. You know, people who are day in, day out dedicated to a single goal. And a lot of people have talent for things, and they realize they're talented and they chase those things. So, you know, grinding is easier for them. Or someone's not even, you know, great at something, but they're just, you know, it's something that their parents do every day, or something they just pick up, and they're not doing it for a specific reason. It's just something that they do, you know, something that they enjoy doing, and they do it day in, day out, no matter if they're tired, if it's raining, if there's traffic, because it's just what they do. And when that happens, I call that like a subconscious grind, something that you don't really want to be at the top of the leaderboard for, but you're at the top of the leaderboard just because it's whatever that is, it's just who you are, you know. Then there's also people who are talented at things and realize they're talented at it and don't chase it because it's something that they're good at, you know. Like if you come from a soccer household or a household that plays this sport all the time, like your uncles played it, your father played it, grandfather played it, you know, you play it at family outings, you know, it's everyone, like all you know, like not all you know, but when it comes to this activity, no one knows it better than you. And people, you know, they play the sport at school or for a club, and they realize that just naturally, without, you know, the extra practice, that they're better than other people because they see it not as a sport, but as a game, as something that they, you know, like, hey, you want to go kick around? You know, it's subconscious for them. And then these are the people that, you know, we have our people that are more easily admired, I guess. And it's that those are the people that are chasing something no matter how bad they are at it. You know, it's your dream. You know, you didn't grow up doing it. You're not great at it. But every day you think about it, you want to be better at it, you know. And those are the type of grinders that get the most recognition, I guess, or we think about more because, you know, we see them mess up, and then, you know, next time we see them, they're better. And, you know, stuff like that. And mind what I'm about to say, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but, you know, I think it's October is what, the 10th? We're about to, you know, I'm 2 months, 2 months. But yeah, I'm 2 months away from being, from going to the gym for a year straight. And I go 6 days a week. Doesn't matter if I was, besides when I rolled my ankle, doesn't matter if I was sick, if it was rainy, if I saw that there was hella traffic going to the gym, I went. And it's not because, you know, I want to be the fittest person on earth, or I am already the strongest person. It's because I grew up with some, you know, with my dad. He works out every day, and that's how I've always known him to be. You know, every morning before I'm up. I think he wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning to work out. Before work, before everybody else is up, you know, grinder. And seeing that, working out is kind of numb to me. You know, it's just part of my day or part of a day because I didn't always work out. But when I did start to work out, it didn't bother me going to the gym 6 days a week because, you know, I saw it and grew up with that being normal, you know? So to me, I don't see myself as a grinder because, you know, all I do is work and go to the gym. I don't really see that as extra, you know? Whereas other people who, you know, not to make fun, but, you know, didn't grow up with, you know, with people who took care of their bodies, and they just say, hey, who wants McDonald's tonight? And, you know, just went to work, ate chips, and watched TV. To them, going to the gym is extra. To them, going to the gym is, ugh, gotta go to the gym today so I don't end up like XO, you know? Sorry, I'm like in the middle of also doing like pull-ups. But, you know, it takes a lot for anyone to be great at anything. But like everything else, it's all about the mentality, you know? It's even I go to the gym 6 days a week, and you know, there's stuff I don't lift heavy. I do a lot of calisthenics and stuff, so I want to be able to flagpole and do handstands and all that jazz, you know, flips, all that jazz, all the fun stuff. But I know to get to that point, I have to just forget about, you know, having a perfect looking handstand or a clean flip or, you know, being able to flagpole perfectly. And I just have to worry about where I am today and how can I get better today. You know, it's disconnecting from the end goal and having fun, you know, day to day, day to day, day to day, day to day. Because if you constantly gauge how far you are from the end goal, you'll probably never reach the end goal, you know. And I'm not gonna say I blame that, but you can blame that on imagination, because the mind is such a powerful tool over us as human beings. You know, I always like to say your imagination is always 10 times better or 10 times worse than you imagine. You know, if you're going to do something for your school talent show, trust me, whatever you're imagining, however bad it's going to go, it's going to be nowhere near that. But if you want to be a doctor, you know, and you want to be a doctor, you want to work in a hospital, you want to save people, your happiest moments, it's not going to be that. Whenever your imagination is pushing the beauty of a doctor, not the realism of a doctor, if that makes sense. You know, I'm sorry, I'm lost in my thoughts right now. But it, just don't get lost in the sauce, you know? Just, you have to love what you do, you know? You have to love seeing yourself getting better, you know? And like, I'm pretty sure I said this before, but find you some quotes, print them out, put them on your wall, put them on your wallpaper on your phone, you know? And one that I like is, it was said, I think I have a couple that I like. One was by Kevin Hart, and he says, you know, when you wake up, if you're not trying to be better than yourself last week, then take your ass back to bed. And then there's another one I like from a rapper. I forget who, but he said, "Your present is a representation of your past." That's all he says. But then that also means that your future will be based on what you do with your present. So if you want a good future, work hard now, and hopefully the equation of life will pay you back. But you know, life isn't a simple equation, as some people like to make other people believe. You know, we live in a world based off of everyone's life, you know, is based off of 1,000 factors, you know. 1,000,001 factors, and all those 1,000,001 factors are other people. You know, other people, animals, nature. Those are the things that can affect other people's lives. Oh, no, I just lost my train of thought. Hold on, let me see if I can. Sorry. Okay, I remembered what I was gonna say. And it's listen to Andrew Tate. No such thing as motivation. Stop being a bitch.